And let's go over to John chapter 6. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Sometimes we have new people, and this is a time that we use for Bible study, if you will. And it's very important to us. I'm going to work on expanding this Wednesday night service. I want us to have a full house on Wednesday night. That's how important I think the Word of God is. Okay, All right, let's just look at this. Now, we've read this sometime before, but I want you to see something here. One of the things that I have in a mission statement about Bill Winston Ministries is through the teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the Word of God, we can bring people off of the dependency of another system and bring them over into depending on the kingdom of God. That's a mouthful. I mean, it sounds very simple, but it is absolutely profound. That is, if you learn to do that, you're ready for Jesus to come. I mean, that's how much I think that weighs in terms of God's plan for you and you getting into His plan. Because you're here as a world changer. And you can't change a world you're dependent on. That's kind of like a nicotine person with a nicotine habit trying to cast out a demon of smoking. You know. You have no faith for it. And so my point to you is that God showed me some things. And we're teaching on the blessing on Sunday. Are you getting something out of that blessing teaching? I think that, like I said, He's never led me that deep before in the blessing. And it is profound. You will see that with this blessing, it is only activated by faith. It is only activated by faith. And the blessing is so awesome, so powerful, until I don't have words to describe it. Because it is the same power God used to bring all matter into being. To create this earth, He released a blessing to do it. Then He takes that blessing and puts it on a man. Watch this. And it's not but one blessing. It's not three or four. Well, you say, well, wait a minute. How can I be blessed and have the blessing and He have the blessing too? Because you're one. You're not two. You just think you're two. You're one body. And the blessing is only one blessing. You remember what Esau did? Esau went in after Jacob got blessed by Isaac, his father. And Esau said, you have another blessing. And what was the answer to that? No. No. And Esau had not only the authority to pronounce that blessing, but he knew that once he did, he couldn't take it back. Now, that blessing is worth much more than $1 trillion. Amen. I'm teaching on the blessing here now. The one thing that the blessing will do for you, it will create for you, bring to you or bring you to whatever you have need of without toil, without any struggle. Can I show you something here? I didn't mean to talk on this, but that blessing is all up in me now. And the more you meditate it now, the more it changes. And I'll talk about that in a minute when we get into our message. But look at Genesis and chapter 39 and then chapter 45. I started to have just a question and answer tonight on the blessing. Look at Genesis chapter 39, but you're still getting to know how important it is. So I'll wait that. I'll let it sink in a little bit more first. Look at Genesis chapter, I said 39, didn't I? Make it 37. Genesis 37. Okay, so Joseph has a dream. Then his father put a coat on him. And, well, let me say it. Let me reverse the order. His father put a coat on him, then Joseph had a dream. Look what it says here in verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was estranged, in the land of Canaan. And there are the generations of Jacob, Jacob being 17 years old. Come down to verse 3. And Israel, notice it switched. It called him Israel. Now, when I see a switch like that, it means that I'm going into Revelation. So by revelation, he had something inside that told him there's something special on Joseph. And Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Now, come all the way over here and look at, so he dreamed. He dreamed a dream, told it to his brothers. His brothers got angry and so forth. Then they're going to kill him at first. And then they decide to put him in a pit. They put him in a pit. And look what it says here in verse 28. And there passed by Midianite merchantmen. And they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. So these are businessmen transacting a deal, but they're buying and selling people. So they bought him, took him down to Egypt. All right, now look at, oh, by the way, verse 31, and they took Joseph's coat. So right there, Satan is after the blessing. Is this exciting enough?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Way over. Coming over. Now, this is after Joseph was raised up, because the blessing is going to raise you up. Say, the blessing is going to raise me up. I'm telling you, folks, even if you try to do something to make it happen, you just delay it. That's how much. See, faith demands that God do it. It demands that he do it. When you participate in it, I told you in marrying my wife, when I first, you know, saw her, I mean, when I first saw her, the Barry White music began to play. Nah, just kidding. But I first saw her, I said, man, I told my friend, who is that? He said, that's Veronica, man. You don't want to know her. She's too religious. I said, oh, okay. So I, you know, talked to her a couple of times and so forth. Every time I did, something just kind of went off on me inside. And then this friend of mine, you know, kind of Holy Ghost filled guy, you know, and you know how they are. Sometimes they can't talk to you without going off into tongues. But anyway, so I told him about it. Went out praying. And he said, God is telling me to tell you, don't touch it. Right. What is he saying? He said, now the blessing is going to do this. See, I'm putting all this together now because I'm telling you, this blessing is so big. See, faith activates the